We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine. Get on up, get up, get on up, stay on the scene. Get on up, like a sex machine.
Well, last week in Minnesota, George Floyd was killed by a police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and protests have been going on across our country. And it has been something that it has been widely covered across the country, and it's not just in Minneapolis. They sprouted up all across in every city, major city across the country, and a lot of small cities as well. And out of those protests, a lot of violence has occurred as well. And people are mad. People are sad. People are disappointed. And all of those feelings and the way that people cope are going to be something that, you know, is to each individual. And we were talking about this earlier at the beginning of the show, and I thought you made a very good point, and it was a poignant one on kind of how we all are kind of trying to grow and approach this thing moving forward.
I started off today really not knowing what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I can't put to string the best words together, because there are a lot of things that I can speak to and there's a lot of things I can't. So that's probably where I start intelligently, and not every day I operate intelligently, because that's about as much as I can get to, because there, when you stammer for words or you try to figure out what will fix something, I don't have those answers. All I know is that there is, and I can reiterate it again as best I can, pain and fear, anxiety, stress, all those things are part of what a lot of people are feeling, and anger and pain. And the only thing, if someone that deals with that, and what can you do, and what can you fix, and how can you help, and what can you do? You could just do one thing, and that's the only thing that I'm trying to figure out,
mm-hmm,
is love more. And if it's somebody next to you, or if it's trying to get that your voice heard, I get it. I understand. And I think we all can. I can't put myself in those shoes. It, all that empathy and understanding those things, and I get that. But we need to love more, because right now there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of pain going on, and the only thing that can fix it is that.
And that's an amazing thing that, you know, when you said that, it was like, that's the conversation that we had with our kids last night, is when trying to articulate how, you know, America got to this point, it's an impossible thing to describe to a six-year-old that doesn't understand it like my daughter is, or really to anybody. It's hard as adults to wrap our heads around how we got to this point, you know, and why it is still this way. And that's where you talk about, you know, empathy and feeling sympathy and trying to understand and growing. We got the question at the beginning of the show of, you know, what are sports, you know, what's their role in all of this? And we know that sports have a huge influence over people, whether it's on the field or off the field. And I think that when you're kind of looking at the ways that sports can use to grow, you know, Mario Cristobal had a tweet that said, I learned a lot from listening to our leadership council today. And then it kind of had a, you know, leadership council. I mean, maybe you can fill in people in. What is the leadership councils on sports? When I think some people listen to that or read that from Mario Cristobal, what is he talking about there?
I think what he's trying to just say is that there are certain players that represent everybody, even within the own team, and not like they've been elected, but maybe the team feels that they'll represent their group or their position or their year. Could be freshmen, it could be sophomores, juniors, whatever their group is. It kind of feels like this. Most teams have leadership councils that they feel that, hey, these guys represent us. It's almost a small little group within that is their voice and gives everybody an opportunity to talk to them, and they discuss it.
And I think that it's a great thing that sports can do in this is that high schools have leadership councils, colleges do. And, you know, Cristobal and the Ducks, they said, all right, we're going to go to the leadership council and we're going to have an open conversation on this. So Cristobal's tweet said, I learned a lot from our leadership council today. And then he had this accompanying, notes from his notes app. It says, we all use our platforms in a different way. I'll use mine to influence positive change. Everyone deserves the right to feel safe and to be treated equally. It's everyone's responsibility, regardless of race, color, or ethnicity, to eliminate mistreatment, racial injustice, and bigotry and replace it with unity, compassion, and love. Posting on social media isn't enough. We must carry out these principles and values into our daily lives. We're responsible for using our voices for change. We are responsible for protecting those that don't feel safe and are afraid to share those their perspective. We are responsible for creating a new normal.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very well done by Coach Cristobal and kind of the leadership council out there. And, you know, we got a text earlier at 503-250-1080 that was, you know, what should the role of athletes be? And what I find amazing is that, you know, if an athlete does share their perspective on it and shares their experiences, there's some people that say, well, that's not enough, right? Who are we to say, you know, what is enough for that individual? And I think that is something that we look at here is, you know, there's some athletes that just aren't going to be comfortable with saying anything right now, but we all know that all of us are having a feeling on this. Just because you don't want to put it out publicly, they should have the right to keep it private.
Some are scared. Some are scared to say anything because they don't want to upset or they don't want to be told that there's something that's a scary thing to put yourself out there. I mean, I think everybody wants to be heard. There's a voice that you want to be listened to. It's always important. Anybody that's married or with their wife, he just says, you know, just sit and listen for a minute. I don't need you to fix this. Just listen to it. But there needs to be change. Certainly needs to be change right now because we're hurting. There's so much pain and there's so much anger and the system is broken. Yeah. And there has to be change.
And I think one thing that we're seeing is kind of like there is a message of love. I thought Jonathan Smith had posted a thought on it. It says, as a white man, I'll never completely understand the fear and daily experiences that people of color face regularly. The tragedies of the last few weeks have me left hurt, angry, confused, tough to completely describe. What I do know is that over my 20 plus years in football, I've worked alongside and coached unbelievable men of color, and my heart hurts for them. Change needs to happen. I want to add my voice to so many others that these acts and all acts of racism need to end. I mean, from the two leaders of the football programs in the state of Oregon to the Portland Trailblazers themselves having a statement and a call to action to people. I think it is great. I think it is needed. And I think that voice of, you know, a unifying rally towards people, I don't think we've seen in this magnitude because, we just watched The Last Dance where Michael Jordan talked about the criticisms he's faced over his career for not taking stands on social matters. And Michael Jordan came out. Michael Jordan. He made a statement on what is happening. And, you know, it's something that over his career he hasn't done. But we're seeing this is the point where it's reaching everybody. And that is what it's going to take is everybody has got to adjust and kind of take inventory of how they're feeling and how everybody is feeling in this. And as you put it, put a little bit more love out there, you know, and in whatever empathy or sympathy you can feel, you know, it is the time where we can make a change. A long-lasting change on our country and how we're viewed and how we treat our people, our countrymen, our neighbors, you know? Mm-hmm. But Jordan's statement said, I'm deeply sad and truly pained and plain angry. I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence toward the people of color in our country. And we've had enough. I don't have the answers, but our collective voices show strength and the ability, inability to be divided by others. We must listen to each other, show compassion and empathy, and never turn our backs on senseless brutality. We need to continue peaceful expressions against injustice and demand accountability. Our unified voice needs to put pressure on our leaders to change our laws, or else we need to use our vote to create systemic change. Every one of us needs to be a part of the solution, and we must work together to ensure justice for all. And that is that's coming from a guy who's he really hasn't made a statement on that level on social matters ever in Michael Jordan. And he's doing it right now.
There's a lot of people that are speaking out. There's a lot. It's Monday. We're reacting to it. Everybody has those very, very strong feelings. Some just don't know how to speak to it perfectly. And maybe that is why we're humans. And whatever happens moving forward, we need to fix what's going on. And you got to get those, whatever way you can get your emotions under, I don't want to say under control. It's very scary right now. There's some scary situations going on across this country. Extremely intense, full of anger, full of frustration, full of maddening feelings. And those are, the hardest thing is trying to figure out what to do, because who here has the answer sitting in this room or anything? I don't.
Mm-mm.
Who here has it? It's scary.
No, and there is no one simple answer, because it is something that is going to have to be a collective. And the change has got to start with each individual.
You got to just appreciate those people next to you. You got to appreciate the people around you, mm-hmm. and know that there's more to them.
503-250-1080. That is the Fan text line. This is Dusty and Cam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.